Welcome to the Ghost Rap Podcast. It's fast, it's fun, it's informative. This is your weekly dose of the news that matters on the markets with your host, the Finance Ghost. For more details on these stories and to make sure you get daily updates, visit ghostmail.co.za. The Ghost Rap Podcast is proudly brought to you by Mazars, a leading international audit, tax, and advisory firm with a national footprint within South Africa. Welcome to your midweek Ghost Rap, and today we are playing Rock, Paper, Scissors. Now, we're starting with Rock, and that means Anglo Gold, which has now given details behind the pretty horrible earnings. There's not much to hang your hat on here as an investor, other than perhaps an improved second quarter versus first quarter, and the company certainly wants you to focus on that, because the 6 months picture is not pretty. Production was flat year on year, and the gold price per ounce was just 2% higher. That is nowhere near enough when all-in costs per ounce were up 15% because of inflation. So headline earnings per share, or HEPS, that got hit by 54%. The free cash outflow is also of concern, coming in at negative $205 million. Unfortunately, the capex requirements of mining just don't take a break because earnings were tough. They simply carry on. As another quick comment on the gold sector, Pan African Resources achieved revised guidance for the year ended June, not surprising when that guidance came out in May, but that doesn't mean that margins looked good. In fact, production was way off the 2022 record and all-in costs are significantly higher per ounce. At least net debt has come down a lot there. Sticking with mining but moving on to PGMs, Impala Platinum has released a trading statement noting that HEPS would drop by at least 20%. Now, you do not have to be a maths genius to guess that the drop will be a lot worse than that. I calculate a 20% drop in profit per ounce based on pressure on PGM prices on one end and mining costs on the other. Sales volumes dropped by 6%, so the combination of lower volumes and a much lower profit per ounce is going to be ugly. I don't think it will be too long before a revised trading statement comes out that indicates a drop in HEPS of significantly more than 20%. We've dealt with rock, let's go on to paper now, and I'll start with Mondi, where revenue fell 14% in the 6 months to June, and EBITDA fell by 24%, but despite this, the dividend is actually 7.7% higher. Now, this can only really be explained by cash from operations increasing by 6.7% and a balance sheet that is still in decent shape overall, despite the pressure on profits. Mondi is still trying to sell its big Russian operation, with smaller bits of the Russian business already gone. We can then move on to Sappi, where HEPS got hammered by 80% in the quarter ended June. Over the 9 months to June, it's better, but still down by 43%. Unlike at Mondi, there is not a lot of cash to go around at Sappi, and there's certainly no dividend, although Sappi has been executing share buybacks while focusing on its debt reduction as well. With cash generated in this quarter of $71 million versus capex of $62 million, there's not a lot of free cash flow here. Reducing the debt is like chipping away at a rock with a spoon. Although Impact certainly has a big paper business, there's large exposure to plastics as well, so I didn't want to lump it in with Sappi and Mondi in this podcast. Impact's results also look completely different to those two, with astonishingly good numbers in the 6 months to June. Revenue was only up by 8.7%, but cost control was excellent, so operating profit grew by 37%. Net finance costs were a lot higher, obviously, with higher interest rates, and so headline earnings per share was not up by quite as much as operating profit, but was still 33% higher, which is really good. Impact took a more cautious approach with its dividend, raising it by only 12.5%, so the payout ratio has come down. Impact has been way ahead of the curve in recent years when it comes to investing in renewable energy and especially solar. Combined with load curtailment agreements with Eskom, the group can actually operate with limited disruption all the way up to stage 6. Well done, Impact. These are fantastic numbers. We finish off with scissors, and unfortunately the only way I can make that reference work is by giving you two sets of very sharp earnings, starting with Spur and a blowout result in the 2023 financial year. The midpoint of earnings guidance means HEPS of around 260 cents, which is more than 2022 and 2021 combined. It's also much higher than 173 cents per share in 2019. It doesn't matter how you cut it, Spur is resonating with a consumer base that is looking for value and a place to simply take the kids without breaking the bank. But interestingly, the speciality brands are also doing very nicely, no doubt led by Hussar Grill, which again is a consumer favorite for those with more money to spend. With the acquisition of 60% in Doppio Group underway, Spur is making all the right noises at the moment. And to end off, the other sharp numbers came in from Standard Bank. The current level of interest rates is actually great for local banks, although more hikes would be harmful if they come through. But for now at least, the banks are loving life, with Standard Bank flagging HEPS growth of between 30 and 35% for the 6 months to June. You can either complain about interest rates, or you can make smarter financial decisions and get on the right side of them. This Standard Bank result is a good reminder of that. And that's a wrap. Please remember that nothing you hear on the Ghost Rap podcast should be taken as advice. Please do your own research and visit ghostmail.co.za for more insights into the market.